Welcome, princess, to the shore. We, your royal aid, implore all our blessings to restore, and do our souls surrender. For we know that you would be in your royal dignity, always to maintain us free and prove our faith's defender. Virtuous, wise in all her ways, and deserves the nation's praise. Who can e'er her glory raise, or to her worth commend her? Who the land may truly own, to be with her prince alone, the true preservers of the throne, and prove our faith's defender. We have had a papist queen, but another may be seen in attire far more mean, yet none can discommend her. For we find humility in a royal dignity, speaks her evermore to be the church and faith's defender. While she did from Holland sail, although with a pleasant gale, Protestants did much bewail that Boreas did her hinder. But they heaven did implore all their blessings to restore. So this princess soon came o'er, the church and faith's defender. She no sooner came to land, but all souls with heart and hand yielded to her just command their fortunes to surrender, knowing that her royal name will in lasting books of fame to the world herself proclaim, the church and faith's defender. She no sooner came to shore, but guns did like thunder roar to proclaim the news all o'er, while nobles did attend her. Lords and ladies did repair, that they might with Christian care welcome in the princess dear, the church and faith's defender. Cannons roar while bells did ring, while the joyful news did bring, that under her most gracious wing no pope our peace could hinder. Therefore, royal princess, now to the scepter we will bow. You we must and will allow, the church and faith's defender. The princess' health went fairly round, while London was with glory crowned. And while our joys did thus abound, true subjects did command her. Though she was modest, mild, and mean, behold her in her glorious scene. She's now Great Britain's royal queen, the church and faith's defender.